Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
You have this sort of mass consciousness theory that goes like this. If we don't beat the drum of our history, we are sure to repeat it again. And we say the contrary is true. The more you beat the drum of anything, the more you activate it in your vibration. The more it is activated in your vibration, then the more law of attraction is matching you up with things like it. And the more law of attraction is matching you up with things like it, the more you observe it. And the more you observe it, the more you talk about it. The more you talk about it and observe it, the more you beat the drum of it or offer the vibration of it. The more you offer the vibration of it, the more law of attraction matches you up with it. The more law of attraction matches you up with it, the more you're living it, the more you're talking about it, the more you're beating the drum of it, the more you're offering the vibration of it. The more you're offering the vibration of it, the more the law of attraction lines you up with it. The more law of attraction lines you up with it, the more you notice it. The more you notice it, the more you talk about it. The more you talk about it, the more you offer it vibrationally. The more you offer it vibrationally, the more law of attraction lines you up with it. The more law of attraction lines. We could go on. Your life experience is showing you that you just cannot tell the same story without continuing to live the same circumstances. We're calling it the art of allowing, but what it really means is the art of telling a different story, the art of telling the story the way life has helped you carve it out incrementally, but telling the story with your words, with your observations, with your expectations, with your vibration. Then when law of attraction is responding to your deliberate offering of thought, now you're getting what you want, not just what you're observing. It is so interesting to listen to so many of our human friends telling us that the reason that they are talking about something is because it is true. And we say that really is a poor excuse, because there are so many things that are true. True only means somebody gave their attention to it, offered a vibration about it. Law of attraction gave it to them. As law of attraction gave it to them, they observed it. As they observed it, they offered a vibration. Oh, we've told you that story. Life experience is showing you that you just cannot tell the same story without continuing to live the same circumstances. We're calling it the art of allowing. But what it really means is the art of telling a different story. Story with your words, with your observations, with your expectations, with your vibration. With your words, with your observations, with your expectations, with your vibration. Law of attraction is responding to your deliberate offering of thought. Now you're getting what you want, not just what you're observing. Now you're getting what you want, not just what you're observing. true only means somebody gave their attention to it, offered a vibration about it. Law of attraction gave it to them. As law of attraction gave it to them, they observed it. As they observed it, they offered a vibration. Oh, we've told you that story. Relief is the cure that all medicine is looking for. Relief is the cure instead of trying to sort out every thought in the world or every thought you've ever thought or all the thoughts of the people in a room or all of the thoughts of the people in your bus or all of the thoughts of the people in your community or in your political party or in your church or in the world. Instead of trying to sort out all those thoughts, which just makes you crazy, you can feel what your inner being knows about everything. You can feel what you have become. Reach for that feeling and you move in the direction of it. You feel the ease of your body. And do you know, in the moment that you let go of those oars, the majority of the resistance subsides. Even though it might take you a while to float to the manifestation of what you want, in the moment you let go of those oars, the majority of the illness, if there is illness in your body, subsides. We're not kidding you. You don't even have to find the thought that is causing the resistance. You just have to find a thought that isn't causing resistance. You just have to reach for a thought of relief. You don't have to sort it all out. You don't have to go back and retrace your steps through it and figure out which way you went wrong. Relief is the cure that all medicine is looking for. And when you reach for that feeling and you move in the direction of it, you feel the ease of your body. And do you know, in the moment that you let go of those oars, the majority of the resistance subsides. Even though it might take you a while to float to the manifestation of what you want, in the moment you let go of those oars, the majority of the illness, if there is illness in your body, subsides. We're not kidding you.
Creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stroke. You're going to discover the power of this stream and the power of the law of attraction and the power of your worthiness and the eternal nature of your being. The eternal nature of your being. And the eternal nature of your being. So much more than you see here in these physical bodies. You are so much more than you see in these physical bodies. You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that the power of this stream. Power of this stream. Power of this stream. Power of
desire something and you don't believe it, or you don't see a way for it to be, when you want something but you doubt it, those desires are not feeling so fresh and sweet to you, are they? But a desire that is not muted by your doubt, a desire that is carried on the stream of your knowledge of who you are and your expectation of things always working out for you, a desire that is fostered in that environment is, oh, such a sweet desire, yes? A desire that is not muted by your doubt. A desire that is carried on the stream of your knowledge of who you are and your expectation of things always working out for you. A desire that is fostered in that environment is, oh, such a sweet desire. Yes, forward into this physical experience. Well-being and your true understanding that the entire universe works in concert to assist you. You are source energy in these physical bodies, you know that? Your source energy that has projected a part of itself forward into this physical experience. But you did not project all of you into this physical experience, just an idea of you. Care about the way you feel, then you're going to begin to understand that your desires can feel as sweet and intoxicating and compelling as they did the day you were born. And as you more deliberately care about the way you feel, then you're going to begin to understand that your desires can feel as sweet and intoxicating and compelling as they did the day you were born. If only you could maintain your innocence of well-being. Your innocence of well-being.
You are source energy.
You are source energy that has projected a part of itself forward into this physical experience. But you did not project all of you into this physical experience, just an idea of you. In other words, who you really are, the larger part of you, is non-physical energy. And that larger part of you is still and will eternally be starry-eyed. And as you more deliberately care about the way you feel, then you're going to begin to understand that your desires can feel as sweet and intoxicating and compelling as they did the day you were born.
You are source energy in these physical bodies, you know that? You are source energy that has projected a part of itself forward into this physical experience. In other words, who you really are, the larger part of you, is non-physical energy. And that larger part of you is still and will eternally be starry-eyed.
We are extremely pleased that you are here. We are extremely pleased that you are here. You are knowing what you are wanting. You are enjoying the expansion of your desires. The expansion of your desires. That non-physical part of you trusts in the well-being of the universe, trusts in the laws of the universe, understands the power of law of attraction, knows that you are a vibrational being, and knows that law of attraction will respond to your vibrational nature, and knows that you have more control over your vibrational output than you often exercise. And knows that in any event, it always turns out all right. And knows that you cannot get it done, and you will never get it wrong. And the reason that you cannot get it wrong is because it can never be done. Which means no matter where you stand, you have a fresh start now. That
non-physical part of you, trust in the well-being of the universe. Trust in the laws of the universe. Understands the power of law of attraction. Knows that you are a vibrational being. And knows that law of attraction will respond to your vibrational nature. And knows that you have more control over your vibrational output than you often exercise. And knows that in any event, it always turns out all right. And knows that you cannot get it done and you will never get it wrong. And the reason that you cannot get it wrong is because it can never be done. Which means no matter where you stand, you have a fresh start now. You are so focused upon what is that you're not letting yourself easily go in the direction of what life is calling you toward, and that's why there is a tension within you. You are so focused upon what is. What is just the bouncing off place for so much more. There's no ending to how much fun we can have. There's no ending to how much wonderful financial remuneration will come to you, or how many wonderful contacts will come to you. In other words, you're just beginning your life experience. All that you've lived that has come up to this point is minuscule in comparison with what you now know and who you now are, you see. That's why we are so exhilarated about what's before you. What is just the bouncing off place for so much more. What is just the bouncing off place for so much more. In other words, you're just beginning your life experience. All that you've lived that has come up to this point is minuscule in comparison with what you now know and who you now are, you see. That's why we are so exhilarated about what's before you. What is just the bouncing off place for so much more. Your life experience. All that you've lived that has come up to this point is minuscule in comparison with what you now know and who you now are. You are where you are, and where you are is really, 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 really good. How much fun you can have. There's no ending to how much wonderful financial remuneration will come to you, or how many wonderful contacts will come to you. In other words, you're just beginning your life experience. All that you've lived that has come up to this point is minuscule in comparison with what you now know and who you now are, you see. That's why we are so exhilarated about what's before you. Is just the bouncing off place for so much more. Well-being is the order of your world. And you are contributing to the power of the stream. And friends, you knew when you made the decision to come here in these physical bodies that this would be a time of exaggerated contrast. And you were so excited about participating because you knew the exaggerated contrast would mean exaggerated desire, which would mean faster moving energy, which would mean when you move with the energy, the ride will be sweet. When you go with fast-moving stream, when you ride the wave of that fast-moving stream, it is exhilarating life beyond description. And when you don't, it sort of beats you up. When you go with fast-moving stream, ride the wave of that fast-moving stream. It is exhilarating life beyond description. When you go with fast-moving stream, when you ride the wave of that fast-moving stream, it is exhilarating life beyond description. And when you don't, it sort of beats you up. Contributing to the power of the stream. And friends, you knew when you made the decision to come here in these physical bodies that this would be a time of exaggerated contrast. And you were so excited about participating because you knew the exaggerated contrast would mean exaggerated desire, which would mean faster moving energy, which would mean when you move with the energy, the ride will be sweet. Will be sweet.
you knew when you made the decision to come here in these physical bodies that this would be a time of exaggerated contrast? Friends, you knew when you made the decision to come here in these physical bodies that this would be a time of exaggerated contrast. Both ways. You can't be a leading edge creator in a leading edge stream and not keep up with what is the leading edge. You cannot hold back. You cannot not let yourself go with that which you have become. Physical. Pure positive. Pure positive. Pure positive. Pure positive. God force. Source. 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 Love, energy, 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 love. That's who you are. Pure positive. God force. Source. 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 Love. Energy. Love. Energy. Love. Energy. Love. That's who you are. Love, energy, 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 love, love, energy, love, pure positive, pure positive, pure positive. Non-physical. God force. Source. Love. Source. Energy. 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 Love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy. God force. Pure positive. Pure positive. Non-physical. Source. 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 Love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, love, energy, love, energy.
energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy, love, energy.
That's who you are.
It is so lovely to come together with those like you who are willing to chew with us endlessly out here on this leading edge of thought. We have literally, we're not kidding you, taking thought beyond that which it has been before. And it is our desire that you relax and allow yourself the benefit of this expansion. You don't need us. You don't even need to know any of this. All you need is to want to feel good and to be willing to find something that does. Because you set it up so well before you got here. You're an extension of something so wonderful. And it is inevitable that things go well for you. And your life extracts from you clarity. And the resources of Source assist you all day, every day. And this little bit of conscious awareness will serve you all of the days of this physical life. Be easy about it. Don't make a big thing about it. Don't seek healing, just seek relief. Don't seek improvement, just seek relief. Don't seek solution, just seek relief. Just hold in your mind the idea of the stream that is flowing mightily toward all of the things that you want, and then just figure out how to get yourself going with the flow. And if you'll focus upon that and that alone, everything that you've dreamed for will manifest so quickly. But it won't be the end of your dreams, you greedy little buggers. For each new thing that comes will bring with it a vantage point from which you will want again. And so it will always be. It always has been and always will be. There is great love here for you. And for now, we remain. You don't even need to know any of this. All you need is to want to feel good and to be willing to find something that does. Because you set it up so well before you got here. You're an extension of something so wonderful. And it is inevitable that things go well for you. And your life extracts from you clarity, and the resources of Source assist you all day, every day. And this little bit of conscious awareness will serve you all of the days of this physical life. Be easy about it. Don't make a big thing about it.
Don't seek healing, just seek relief. Don't seek improvement, just seek relief. Don't seek solution, just seek relief. Just hold in your mind the idea of the stream that is flowing mightily toward all of the things that you want, and then just figure out how to get yourself going with the flow. And if you'll focus upon that and that alone, everything that you've dreamed for will manifest so quickly. But it won't be the end of your dreams, you greedy little buggers. For each new thing that comes will bring with it a vantage point from which you will want again. And so it will always be. It always has been and always will be. There is great love here for you. And for now, we remain. And for now, we remain incomplete.
From the pattern of electricity. I'll fight sleep with ammonia. And every morning we fight so bad. I miss them for the tears they shed. But I'm actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. Singing the thoughts, I match them with my euphoria. When they said je suis plus fort que toi, but I'm actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually.
Simple moitié, on compte à demi-demi. Pile sur un des bas-côtés comme des origamis. Le bras tendu pareil, cassé tout, nez, pieds et clié. Ces enfants bizarres, crachés dehors comme par hasard. Cachant l'effort dans le griffoir. Et une creepy song en étendard qui fait.
I'm doing my face with a magic marker.
Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.